As of yesterday, certain medical patients in the Netherlands can ease their ailments by buying government marijuana in pharmacies. The Dutch have long been known for their socially tolerant ways, but the Netherlands was also a bastion of the austere religious tradition of Calvinism. And the Dutch have a reputation as hardworking, clog-wearing types. Day-to-Day's Madeleine Brand explores the contradiction.
Remember Pim Fortuyn? He was the Dutch politician who was assassinated last year. He was openly gay, yet politically hard right, and his anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant stance was embraced by many in the Netherlands. Perhaps the embodiment of a kind of social schizophrenia among the Dutch? Jim Forrest is an American expatriate in the Netherlands, and he's written many books on religion. Hi, Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
We think of the Dutch as pretty freewheeling, but Calvinism, which is a strict brand of Protestantism, really took hold in the Netherlands. Tell us about that.
Well, it was one of the countries most influenced by John Calvin, and the Dutch have a joke about you can be a Catholic Calvinist, you can be an atheist Calvinist, but by God, you are a Calvinist, you know. So it's something almost in the air one breathes, although probably a bit diluted. Since the end of the Second World War, countries become relatively secularized since then.
Now, the Dutch, as you say, have mellowed a bit from their strict religious past, but they've really gone the opposite direction, being at the forefront of socially progressive issues such as drug use and prostitution and euthanasia.
I think actually that's a very deeply embedded part of Dutch culture. It goes way back right through to the Reformation. It's a strange combination of strict thinking about how one lives and tolerance about how the neighbor lives. If you want to go to hell, you're free to do so as long as you help us maintain the dikes and you do your work and you don't cause trouble in the community. Marijuana, sex, and things like that, they tend to look what will do the least social damage, what will damage children least, which will protect society the most, which will keep the rate of criminal activity to the lowest level possible and so forth, and just very practical.
And where do you see them having more conservative values? In which areas?
Well, I think it's probably a country in which it's easier for a family to get by on one income than in most of the developed world, although whether that will be true 10 or 20 years from now remains to be seen. There is more of a quiet Sunday here than you would find in America. There's some stores are open, but I would say 95% of them are closed, maybe 97%. So Sundays in Holland still are quiet days, whether you're a church-going person or not. You know, there's a lot of effort made in society to make family life possible. I would say from an American point of view, it would be a family values-oriented culture in many ways, although it doesn't call itself that.
I'm wondering, is there any going back once you've gone forward so far on social issues? Can you go back and say, wait a minute, let's not legalize marijuana, let's not legalize prostitution, let's go back?
Well, some things are very hot issues. A lot of Dutch people do not agree with euthanasia, for example, and that's now, I think, something pending before the European Court. So there is an attempt, led in large measure by doctors and nurses, to reverse the Dutch position in this area.
That's Dutch writer Jim Forrest speaking with Day-to-Day's Madeleine Brand. It's Day-to-Day from NPR News.